Now, a quick look at how some listeners felt about last night's program. We got some personal responses to a story by my colleague, Noah Adams. He visited a factory that built some of the FEMA trailers used to house homeless victims of Hurricane Katrina. Formaldehyde in some of those trailers has caused health problems. One employee at the Fleetwood plant in Edgerton, Ohio, told Noah this.
All we hear is all the negative feedback. We've never heard anything that says, you know, thanks Fleetwood or thanks whoever.
Millicent Hand of New Orleans had this response. I'm sorry to say there will be no thank you from this particular Katrina survivor, except perhaps a thank you God I never had the privilege of spending a night in one of the poisonous gifts they were so kind and gracious to make for us. But Keith Arsamon of Hammond, Louisiana, had a different view. Living in New Orleans most of my life, I have realized that the people who expect government assistance on a daily basis expected nothing less when disaster strikes. They never say thank you because they think they deserve everything at no cost to themselves. Finally, Nell Greenfield Boyce's story on the broken toilet in the orbiting space station prompted this retort from John Ward in Minneapolis. Your reporter referenced how the astronauts had to deal with their waste after, quote, they take a pee. Whatever happened to using words like urinate? Too clinical? Like my dear old father used to say when I was being ineloquent, is that all you learned in college? Well, don't flush your comments down the drain. You can write to us at npr.org/contact.